Well, good morning and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that half hour we take out of each day to lift up your needs, cares, and concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893 is the number to call to make your prayer request known. It could be a need that you have. It could be a praise. Maybe you're celebrating something God has done for you today. Maybe you're celebrating a work of His in your life, and you want to give Him honor and glory for that. Well, you can do that. Or you can give us, if you have a need, something burdening you, and you need help with, well, let us pray for that as well. Whatever it may be, big or small, we're here to pray for you, to join together. This is how we show love for one another, how we show love for our brothers and sisters in Christ, by bearing each other's burdens, by praying for one another, encouraging each other. 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so you don't need to worry about that. Just let us know what your need is today, and we will pray for you on the Prayer Closet. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we can come together to pray and to lift each other up together in prayer, to encourage one another, to help one another, to share with each other, or to walk together in you, as we support and give encouragement to each other. So, Lord, we pray for each person who call in and text in and send in their prayer requests today, however they may do so. Lord, that they would experience your grace and mercy in its fullness, that they would walk in your power and in your might. Lord, that you would meet their every need in abundance, Lord. That you would prove yourself faithful to them, as we know that you are, because you are a good and gracious Father. You love us, you care for us, you give us so many good things. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, we give you all glory and delight. And pray this in your name. Amen. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God, kind of get our focus right before we enter into prayer. And today we're going to be in Philemon. Yes, the great book of Philemon. And there's a great verse in this book that is really instructive for us as believers about sharing our faith and about the necessity of sharing our faith, not just for others, but for ourselves as well. In verse 6 of Philemon, Paul writes this, "I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ." There are a lot of reasons, obviously, to share our faith. We want to see others come to faith in Jesus Christ. We want to see people get saved. We want to see the gospel spread. We want to see the kingdom of God grow. Tell people about the good things God has done for us. I mean, there's many, many reasons to share our faith. But as Paul writes here, one of the things that sharing our faith does is it teaches us. It gives us a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. That we grow in our knowledge of the Lord. We grow in what we have. Is the more we share our faith with others, the more we're reminded of the great things God has done for us. It is a great way to remember, you know, what we were before Christ. It's a great way to remember how lost we were. It's a great way to remember what God has done for us and then the salvation that He's brought to us. As we share our faith with others and let them know about the good things God has done for us. And I think, you know, not only is sharing our faith teaching us, as Paul says here, about every good thing that we have in Christ, but it just teaches us so many things that we learn so much. Sometimes I think we think of sharing our faith as something we're doing for others, but God wants us to grow out of that as well. You know, that we benefit from sharing our faith just as others benefit from hearing the gospel. Obviously, people need to hear the gospel if they're going to respond to it. You know, they can't respond to it unless they hear it first. They need to hear the message. They need to be given that opportunity to respond in faith to the message of the gospel. So obviously it's very important for that reason. But as we teach and as we share and as we give our testimony and as we share our faith, we're going to learn so much as well. Our faith, we're going to be given an opportunity to respond in faith. And we're going to learn not just about ourselves, but about others, about the world, about what God has done for us. Sharing the gospel is such a dynamic thing, and it impacts us in so many different levels. For example, if you want to know what people are thinking about God, start sharing your faith. You'll learn a whole lot about what people are thinking, about what their attitude toward God is and where they're at spiritually. I mean, I've had many opportunities to sometimes share faith with people and they're just completely disinterested. You know, just know, they're like, oh, that's nice. You know, I just know completely spiritually apathetic. You know, that tells me this is a person that, you know, God needs to do a little more work on them. They're just not ready. It's not, they're not hostile, the message. They're not angry. They don't get mad. They're not yelling at you. They're just like, yeah, that's a nice, whatever. And they just move on. And, you know, it's been my experience. It's hard to make a lot of headway with folks like that. But you learn something about them. You learn that here's someone who's just not, it's not even on their radar right now. And that's someone, you know, could be a family member, a friend, you know. It instructs you how to pray for them. All right, here's someone who's, there's just nothing in their life that is engaging them with spiritual things. So we can begin to pray that God will start engaging their hearts. Sometimes it will reveal hostility. Some people get angry. I've not had a lot of that, honestly, in my life. Rarely have I had people get upset with me or angry with me for sharing the gospel. I think that's sometimes a fear. People get mad at us or look down on us or berate us or something. You know, it just hasn't been my experience to encounter that very often. Occasionally, you know, and, you know, all you can do is move on. But sometimes you can learn stuff there. Why are they so angry? A lot of times when I've found, talked to people who are angry about the gospel, it's because they've suffered some loss, parent, grandparent, someone died close to them, died. They had a tragedy in their life. Something's happened in their life that has caused them to be angry with God. And that can be instructive because then it helps us to, okay, know how to pray for this person. They're dealing with this hurt. They're dealing with this issue. I remember one time, another time sharing my faith with someone, and I was at a coffee shop. Surprise, stunned, I know you are, that I was at a coffee shop. And it's a coffee shop I frequented. Surprise again that I frequent coffee shops. So they knew me. They knew I was a pastor and stuff. And one day, the one girl asked me. There's two girls working behind the counter, and I had talked to both of them many, many times. Very friendly, always, you know, friendly, open conversations. And one girl asked me, younger girls, and one girl's kind of my age and woman, I guess I should say. And then the younger girls, maybe, you know, early 20s, asked me, you know, the younger girl asked me, do you really believe that Jesus is the only way to God? And I said, well, yes, that's what I believe. And here's why, you know, and I talked about Christ's death and that Christ alone died for our sins and only Christ died for our sins to take our sins upon himself. And only he can offer us that forgiveness and grace because only he paid that price. I don't even know why we believe that and why that's true. And this other girl who I always had very good conversations with, very pleasant, very friendly. We chit-chatted a lot. Got very upset. Said, well, I just think that's arrogant. I just think it's arrogant to say that. And just, boom, end of conversation. Didn't want to say anything about it. Didn't want to talk about it anymore. You know, and I learned something. That people aren't necessarily, you know, opposed to God that day, but some of those exclusive claims that Jesus made really offend people. Which, by the way, is nothing new. If you notice in the Bible, when Jesus makes exclusive claims like that, when he makes hard claims like that, lots of people got upset with him. They got upset with him in his day. They get upset today. Probably shouldn't surprise us very much. But I learned, you know, here's a barrier to the gospel. Why do people not come to faith in Christ? Well, there's one reason. They're offended by this idea that Jesus is the only way. That offends their ideas of tolerance and diversity or what have you. And then you got to deal with, okay, well, how do we address that barrier? How do we overcome that? How do we speak to that? As you're sharing your faith, you're going to learn those things. You're going to learn where people are at and what they're thinking and what are the barriers to the gospel in their life. And as you learn those things, you can begin to pray on them and think about how to deal with them. Maybe there's people in your life you've been witnessing to, and maybe over time, family members, friends, and they just haven't come around, haven't come to faith. What are their objections? What is causing them to say no? As you share your faith and you learn those things, we can begin to pray on those things, begin to address those things, begin to talk about those things. And if it's someone you've witnessed too many times, say, you know, I've talked about this a lot of times, and I've heard you mention several times that this issue A that you have with God, or issue A that you have with the gospel, whatever it may be. I'd like to talk about that. Why does that concern you, or what, you know, begin that conversation about that issue. But you're only going to learn that because you're sharing your faith. So when we share our faith, regardless of what happens with the outcome, because ultimately we're not responsible for that, right? I mean, nobody gets saved because of my great gospel presentation, because of my stellar logic and persuasive speech. That's not winning anybody over. People get saved because the Holy Spirit moves upon their heart and God alone saves them. Our witnessing just provides that opportunity for the Spirit to be at work in that person's life, right? It's opening the door for the Spirit to work in that person's life. So we're not really responsible for the outcome. That doesn't mean we shouldn't, you know, address people's concerns and answer the questions they're asking as best we can and give the gospel in a logical, coherent way. I mean, that's important. but it's not everything. I remember one story I was told when I was younger happened at the church I was at. One Sunday, a guy got saved and went forward. Later on that week, or Wednesday or Thursday, a guy comes to the church, and our pastor was there, and he asked to speak to him. He says, yeah, sure, come on in. And he said, you know, my friend was here on Sunday, and he came forward to get saved. And the pastor was like, oh, yeah, I remember him, yeah. And he goes, well, he's been trying to tell me all week long what happened to him, and I can't make sense of what he's talking about. I don't, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's all over the place. He said, but he's so excited, and I can just see a difference in him, and whatever it is that happened to him, I want that too. And my pastor was able to sit down with this man and clearly present the gospel to him, and that guy got saved that day in that office. Why? Because his friend shared his faith. Now, it was a new faith. He was still learning. He had some things confused. He was having a hard time coherently and clearly explaining the gospel to this guy. But he knew what had happened to him. And just his sheer excitement and joy for the Lord was enough. God used that to win this other guy over. But again, it all happened because he was sharing his faith. God's going to give us opportunities to share our faith. He's going to give us opportunities to talk to people about the gospel. It can be intimidating. It can be scary. But don't pass up those opportunities. And not just for the sake of that person, although definitely for their sake, because they need to hear the gospel and we want them to hear it, but for our sake as well, because we have stuff to learn. We will grow. We will develop in Christ. Paul says, I want you to be active so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing you have in Christ. The implication is we'll never have that full understanding if we're not out there sharing our faith. It's a necessary part of our growth in the Lord. It's necessary for the salvation of others. It's necessary for the growth of us. And as we do it, regardless of what the outcome is, because again, we're not in charge of that. But as we share our faith and grow in that, we are going to be maturing. We are going to be growing. We are going to be developing in Christ. We will be better because of it. We're going to learn. The great news about sharing our faith is it benefits everyone. It benefits others. It benefits us. It benefits God. It benefits everyone. Everyone wins when we share our faith. So be bold today. Take that chance. See what God does in you. We'll come back with your prayer requests. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Here on the Prayer Closet, 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 is the number to call with your prayer requests. You can also email or text message prayer@yeshome.com. And I have a request in. Someone asked them for prayer for their family situation. Stepson. Just recently out of prison, has been staying with them, trying to get his life back together, but just being very disrespectful. They're difficult, and they end up having to call the police, have him removed from the home, and just in need of prayer for that situation. Lord, we lift this family up to you right now and pray for them as they're dealing with this difficult situation, dealing with this young man, and he's struggling in his life, obviously, making a lot of poor decisions. Lord, we pray that you would be at work in his heart to change him, turn him to you. Lord, open his heart to the gospel. Open his heart to receive the message of hope that he needs, the message of salvation that he needs. Lord, that he would to turn his life around. And pray for this mom and stepdad and as they're dealing with him to be both gracious but firm. Lord, to be loving but also to set those necessary boundaries. To let him clearly know what behavior is acceptable and what is not. But at the same time, show that love of Christ. And Lord, we know that's hard. It's hard to set those boundaries. It's hard to set those lines when we want to show grace. But Lord, we also know it's necessary. So I pray that you grant them wisdom and discernment to know where to set those lines, where to set those boundaries, how to set them in a way that curbs his bad behavior but shows their love for him. And so Lord, we pray that you would just be at work in that situation. Be at work in them, Lord, to bring peace to that home. I would pray this in your name. Amen. Remember, you can always get your prayer request to us by emailing, texting prayer@yeshome.com. You can call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. As always, folks here to be happy to pray with you. 419-389-0893. And you can always get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session by going to our website, yeshome.com, clicking the chat now button. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on the Prayer Closet.